From a place called Law Enforcement. Oh, Law Enforcement. Sorry. When they squish them into one word and take out the spaces, it's kind of hard to tell when one word ends and another word begins. LawEnforcementToday.com. Well, they did it. Cleveland voters hand over control of police department to Black Lives Matter radicals. So, good job, Cleveland. I'm proud of you. They'd be like, but TFM, you're proud of Black
I
Lives
can't wait.
Matter controlling the police? Yes, I can't wait.
Uncle Ruckus can't wait to see how this jungle's gonna turn out.
So the reason why I absolutely support defunding the police is because these cities are beyond redemption. You can't save them. They're totally fucked. And all you gotta do, look at Kyle Rittenhouse. He's basically his trial began this week. And it's like he never should have been charged. That's so such bullshit. That couple who pulled the gun on rioters coming into their neighborhood and got arrested for it. That's bull. So you got the rioters being arrested and then let go with no charges. But white people defending their property or defending their lives in the case of Kyle Rittenhouse being tried for assault or murder. It's total bullshit. You know what would solve all these problems? No police. Why? Why do you ask? Because if there are no police, people could just simply defend their property, frontier justice style. Like, if you are a white person living in the city and rioters come to burn your business down, if you defend your business, you will be charged with murder or assault. Even if you don't shoot anyone, assault, you're going to be arrested. If you shoot someone in self-defense, murder. Meanwhile, the people who are burning your business down, no charges. Let go the next day, no charges. Now, what if there were no police? Imagine now, same scenario, white guy defending his business, black people coming to burn it down, but now there's no police. You just go fucking Punisher on them now. Fucking rather just rat-a-tat-tat. Empty that motherfucking magazine, slap another one in, and keep going. There's no police anymore. Now you can actually defend your property. Now you can actually defend the streets. Now you can actually clean up the crime. They're like this is the thing. The police are they basically they work for the government. And the government answers to the voters, in air quotes, who are the very problem. Like you have they're basically all Democrat-controlled cities. And the Democrats aren't going to do anything about the crime because that's their voters. Their voters are the criminals. So the crime's always going to be a problem. And the police, yeah, they enforce the law sometimes, except when like the winds of politics blow a certain way and the mayor declares that it's black riot time and you're just an innocent business owner trying to make ends meet and oh, sorry, I'm afraid your business has to be burned down because a cop in another state did a thing and so you have to suffer the consequences. And if you defend your property or defend your livelihood, you go to jail. So get rid of the police. Problem solved. Now people can defend their property. Now people can shoot rioters. And no one will arrest them for assault. No one will arrest them for anything. I mean, and people can be like, oh, these people shot all these rioters. Let's get them. Right. You know, like, we can play that game. Honestly, like, it doesn't matter to me. I don't, you know, but as far as I'm concerned, everyone in that city, you know, this is what you voted for. And if you didn't vote for that, you should not be there. You should be leaving very quickly. So this is a good development, really, no matter how you slice it. Now, if you care about blue states and Democrat voters and you feel like, oh, this is wrong, these are Americans, like, yeah, you're really thinking about this the wrong way. Like, this is a good thing. I remember a couple years back. Not the Black Lives Matter riots from last year, but like I don't know, like all the race riots kind of blend together. I can't remember which one was starts and which one began. But I remember there was some riots in Baltimore because there was a drug dealer who was doing there was being he was being. What's funny is the cop was also black, and the chief of police was black, and I think the mayor was black too. And black people still rioted, even though everybody involved was black because you know, free shoes. I don't know. Anyway, so. They were rioting, and they decided the city of Baltimore decided that they were going to stop patrolling in these black neighborhoods because they weren't wanted and they were racist and whatever. So the cops stopped patrolling. And then the murder rate tripled. For some reason, when these racist cops stopped patrolling black cities or the black parts of the city, the murder rate tripled in these black. It's for some reason, I don't know who did it. Certainly wasn't black. It must have been white people sneaking into the black neighborhoods to kill innocent black people. But, you know, again, it's just, what can you do? All you can do is just shrug and just let the natural consequences play out. But I would much rather, I genuinely feel like, even if you're a Democrat voter, and if you're like, you know, you at least have the right to defend yourself without like worrying about, oh shit, if I defend myself, I'm going to be charged with murder because I'm white. Or like anything, I don't, like Kyle Rittenhouse is like half Hispanic or something, but he's a white Hispanic, so it's so stupid. But you know, it's like just so shitty that you can't even defend yourself, like because of the color of your skin. You have to basically let people burn your shit down because politics and everyone, like, it's so dumb. So yeah, get rid of the police. That would be an improvement. It would seriously be an improvement to just get rid of the police and then let black people kill each other. Oh no, the Bloods and the Crips are killing each other again. Good. Oh, aren't you going to do something? No. Nope, not at all. I'm going to let the Bloods and the Crips just have their way with you. I really don't care. Like, this is what you wanted. You know, they're just kids going to church. They didn't do nothing. They, you know, just because they're doing drive-bys and selling drugs, that don't mean nothing. They're just kids. Kids having fun. Like, if they can't sell drugs and shoot your family through their windows while they're doing drive-bys, how are they supposed to make ends meet? That's just their hustle. So just fucking, they made their bed, let them sleep in it. So yeah, Cleveland. Let's go, Cleveland. Let's get those fucking bodies stacked. Let the motherfuckers kill each other. Who gives a shit? Fuck them. All good things. And also, like, if you're a cop, stop. Stop being a cop. Go be a trucker. Quit your shitty police job and go be a trucker. And you're welcome, by the way. That's some life advice you should take.